the guys to have fun playing in the preseason, have at it. Winning is an important thing. My memories of preseason, some of my most favorite memories are from the preseason, because you played good, team won, you made a name for yourself. I mean, there's the opportunity is, it's like somebody's handing you this opportunity. Hope for all guys that they come out of this game like Tony Jefferson came out of the Cowboys game last year. Tre'Mon Morris Brash, his play, you know, him scoring a touchdown, you know, just the juice that football gives you. You know,
all right, now I got to go down the rabbit hole and look up Jim Harbaugh's preseason stats. Some of my favorite memories are preseason games, because you played well and you won. I got to see. He is 11-8 as a head coach on preseason action.
11-8?
11-8.
Do we still have the Ravens preseason streak going, or did that die off a couple years ago?
I believe that ended. Mm. I believe that ended, right?
Yeah. I mean, preseason. I mean, I will give you $100 if you can remember who led the Hall of Fame game in passing last year.
Give me the two teams.
Texans and Bears.
The leader in Hall of Fame game passing last year.
If you can give me two of the six quarterbacks that threw passes in that game, I'll be impressed.
Okay.
Three are possible. Actually, even you could say five are possible.
Is there a Davis Mills appearance?
Davis Mills was second in that game in passing.
Okay, feel good about that
he
one.
He threw 102 yards.
Texans. Texans played the who? The Bears.
The Bears.
Okay. Is there a what's his name? Oh, come on. Come on, hold on.
It doesn't rhyme with Peyton Niederman, I'll tell you that.
I know who it is. It's the guy that Chris Collinsworth said Patrick Mahomes could learn a little something from Tyson Bagent.
Tyson Bagent was 2 for 3.
Let's
for 16 yards.
Let's go. Football's back.
He threw three passes.
I got Tyson Bagent.
Yep. Then
right.
Maybe
he said Caleb Williams could learn a little something from Tyson Bagent.
He said two things. I think there was that, and somewhere there is a Mahomes comparison with Bagent.
I mean,
they're shared in the same point somewhere along the way by Collinsworth.
Amazing. All right, who's on the broadcast tonight? It's not Collinsworth, is it? Is this an NBC?
I think it's NBC. Every year it's NBC.
Let's get another Tyson Bagent moment.
I'll double check that.
Okay.
Hall of Fame game. How to watch Hall of Fame game? It's gonna be on.
You
like,
said
it's
$100
Pluto TV.
Have I got the leading passer yet?
No.
Okay. The leading passer in that game is A.J. McCarron. No, he's with the St. Louis Battlehawks.
No, you got some perennial backups in here, though.
Okay, how about...
Like, these are backup quarterbacks. Well-known...
Alex Tanney.
No. Like, if you know your backup quarterbacks, these guys are... They're always... Like, I guarantee you, these are two guys that I have no idea what teams they're on right now, but I guarantee you they're backup somewhere.
Chase Daniel.
No, but you're in the – this is Chase Daniel. This is the Chase Daniel club.
The Chase Daniel tier of quarterback?
This is the Chase Daniel club right here.
Who's the – not Jonathan Jones, but that guy. The guy that's –
I don't know what you mean.
The guy that plays for everybody. He played for – he.
Oh, yeah. This guy – well, both these guys have played for everybody, but this guy, one in particular, has played for everybody. And he's really bad.
All right, I give up. Wait, he's really bad. He played for everybody.
How about here's a hint? One of these guys. It's unbelievable. He's in the National Football League.
That's the Tim guy.
Yeah,
Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle was in that game. Not the leading passer, but you have a former Bills backup that threw passes last year.
Matt Cassel.
Nope. Houston and Chicago.
Houston and Chicago. Bills backup.
Yep.
Oh, hold on.
I think he only spent 1 year as the Bills backup.
Listen, Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
Yep, thank you.
And then finally, the guy who led the league in passing.
Led the game?
Led the game passing. Thank you. In the Chase Daniel club of backup quarterbacks is Brett Rippon. That's a backup.
A backup.
That is a guy. I bet. I don't know where he is. Guarantee you he's in the league right now. Somewhere. And he'll be in this preseason lighting it up. For the Vikings.
I just have to know.
That's what you're going to get tonight.
Jim Harbaugh's preseason stats. I have to know.
I don't know how far back you can go on
those. Not his coaching stats. His preseason stats. Some of my best memories are from the preseason. He did play in a time where players played.
Played, yeah, they did, yeah.
Like, what if Josh Allen said, oh, some of my best memories are in the preseason? Like, you mean when other players were playing, right?
Right.
I mean, one thing about practice – so here's a quick note about practice today. It rained a lot here, it appears. It rained on the whole drive-in. It's wet. We've got – it's enough rain where we're in a covered pavilion, and the rain has come down and kind of seeped in close to where we are. So a covered space is wet. And I wonder about the field out here, like how well the conditions are going to hold up, what the Bills will do on a rainy field the day before they know tomorrow they're going to get a good workout in front of the fans at Highmark Stadium, right?
Right.
Highmark, turf, conditions will be fine. So I'm thinking back to the preseason joint practice and game with the Steelers, where Josh played in the joint practice and it rained, so he didn't play in the game. And they'd said, well, he had a good practice against the opposing team, so they kind of pulled him out of that game, and that was the end of it. He played very sparingly in the preseason. I don't know, Joe, and maybe this is a question for Sal, or maybe something we just observed today, if the Bills have a contingency for wet field plan when at St. John Fisher. Because I don't know if they're going to come out on the turf. I would say that's unlikely.
I would think so, too.
They haven't been on this turf since
Rex.
Rex.
Have they ever been on it with McDermott?
Special teams, and that's about it, right?
Yeah.
And Jugs machine, and that's about it.
And even when you say special teams, like the kickers. Like they're not doing kickoff out here.
Yeah.
Or punt return or anything. I don't know. I feel like they probably would postpone practice or move it to another day if they can. They would just cancel it.
When there's thunder and lightning, they'll go inside this field house right here, or not field house, but gymnasium that's behind us, right behind the stadium.
They'll go indoors.
They've gone in there and done walkthroughs in there when it's really pretty rough from a weather standpoint. So,
right,
we'll see. Chargers and Lions tonight, the Hall of Fame game. And the 2025 Hall of Fame class, it's Eric
it's small,
Allen,
right?
Yeah, it's and it's also not exactly, if I may, it's not exactly loaded. Murderer's row, excuse me, of like the best classes ever, you know?
Right. Like, Sterling Sharp,
who was great and is long time coming.
Yeah.
Antonio Gates, great tight end. Eric Allen and Jared Allen, and I just don't think whatever. Eric Allen's a great former defensive back, played with the Eagles, played with the Raiders. The 2024 Hall of Fame class of the NFL was Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, Patrick Willis. Like, that's a little better. I don't know. Is it worth splitting hairs like this? Maybe not. In 2023, it was Rondé Barber, Revis, Joe Thomas, Zach Thomas.
Yeah, all right. I think that's better than this year.
Yeah.
That's better than this year.
I'm going back each year to find the last really incredible Hall of Fame class.
Well, really, I mean, what makes a Hall of Fame class truly incredible? It is when you have one of the all-time great quarterbacks.
That's probably right. And that's where I'm – 2021 is Peyton Manning.
There you go.
Calvin Johnson.
There you go.
John Lynch, Charles Woodson.
That's a class.
Leading the way.
That's a class right there.
Yeah,
you have one of the best at his position ever in Calvin Johnson. You have one of the best quarterbacks ever in that class. Like, that's really what you're looking for. And, like, that's what year is that? 21?
2021.
So that's a nice gap there. Next year, Drew Brees is eligible. So, that'll be seen as a bigger class, I think, just strictly because you're going to have a quarterback.
Not just Drew
Although,
Brees.
Although, that's me assuming he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, which I think I would assume that.
I believe it's Brees, Rivers, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten.
Yeah, that's strong.
And the player that people
Eli's eligible again.
You want to know who people are going to fight about? Yeah, if they go Brees and Eli next year, then go ahead and put the Saints and the Giants in the Hall of Fame game right now.
Yeah.
You know who the fight's going to be next year about?
Who?
Eli, among others. Next year, the fight's about Frank Gore.
Oh.
Who's ready for the Frank
Gore
fight?
I've been waiting for the Frank Gore fight. Let's go. Oh, man, that is peak versus longevity to a T.
His peak.
Can't wait for that one.
His peak. He was probably never one of the five best backs in the league. His peak was good. He was good.
He was very good. Very good.
One, two, three. He had four straight 1,000-yard seasons, had an 853 in 11 games, and then one, two, three, four. Man, in the span of from 2006 to 2015, Frank Gore had 1,000 yards every season except for two.
Okay.
And one of those he played 11 games. The other he got to 967. Like, if he had just dropped 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons, there'd be no keeping him out. And I wonder if those two tiny blips will. He rushed for 16,000 yards on the nose.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's like when you're pumping gas and you're trying to get it right to the exact cent. You're like, yes, let's go.
Yeah.
Did Gore get to 16,000 and tell the Jets, like, hey, don't put me
That's
in
it.
Again.
I like that number.
I don't want 16,008. I want 16,000 on the dot.
Might be an interesting fight next year on Frank Gore. You'd make the case against.
You know what's funny though? He had 99 touchdowns in his career. One more for the even total there.
But they're on the 1 yard line. They asked him, "You want the round number on touchdowns or the round number on yards?" I'll take the yards.
I mean, I'm ready for that one. I don't know if I'll have energy left because I'll be fighting with people about Eli again. But especially, man, the Eli fight gets more. It gets more. There'll be more of it next year because of two things. One, the debate is no longer about first ballot Hall of Famer, right? Now it's just, are you a Hall of Famer? Get rid of the first ballot part of it. And the other part of it is Rivers exists. Rivers being eligible makes Eli in that conversation even more interesting because now you have not just, well, does he get in because of the rings and basically only the rings because the rest of his career is really average? Well, now let me place this guy next to him who was definitively better than him the whole time they played football, but he never won. And now I put those two next to each other, and that's when I'm excited for next year now. Excited for the Hall of Fame takes next offseason. This year, right, there was not what, Jared Allen? Like, I didn't have really an opinion of whether Jared Allen should have been a Hall of Famer or not,
right,
personally.
Rivers twice led the league in interceptions thrown.
All right. How many times did Eli do that?
It's a good question. Probably more. 803-0550, our number. Happy Hall of Fame game night tonight. The game is on NBC, so that's Collinsworth and Tirico, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Very good. I saw CBS announced all their announcing teams are back.
Three times for Eli, by the way.
Three times.
For NBC?
Yeah. No, CBS.
For CBS.
CBS yesterday posted their announcing teams and who's all back. It's, you know, of course, Nance and Romo. And there in the court, of course, in the corner down bottom left is your friend and mine, number one in our hearts, Gene Steratore. He's back for another season.
Okay.
Will we get a rules
analyst?
How
many years of Gene is this?
How many years has it been normalized to get a rules analyst endlessly talking during a broadcast?
Yeah, how about Gene specifically? Has he been on TV for 5 years now?
How many years has it been that you see more Gene Steratore on the television than Patrick Mahomes? It's been like 8 years. It's been a long time.
Yeah. John Perry might have been the first one who now works for the Bills, honestly.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Are we at a point in the calendar where if there was any chance that Tom Brady was one and done in the booth that we would already have learned about it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like, CBS came out with theirs. Fox, I haven't seen them do that. And there's been that speculation, like, how long does Brady really want to do this? How well – I saw Greg Olson making comments about – he did a podcast recently about Brady kind of taking his seat when he had earned that seat. And maybe there's a little bit of tension there still. Not to say that's what would drive Brady out, but there's been speculation about him not doing this for the long haul. But if he was going to stop doing it, you know – by July 31st, don't you think we would probably already have had a hint that he wasn't going to do it this season?
Good question.
I don't know.
Training camp coverage is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor. What you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. And driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Practice at 9:45. The forecast here at Fisher calling for rain for a little bit. We'll see how long that lasts if we get a rainy practice. It kind of looks like it might rain the whole day while we're here and while practice might go. So we'll see if the Bills have any sort of plans to change that. If that's the case, we'll let you know. Like, it's the kind of thing where, whatever, just flat out speculating. The field's wet. It's going to rain. They've decided they're not going to be outside. They would tell the fans and say, like, sorry, we've been rained out of the portion that fans would watch. I feel like that has happened before. Mm-hmm. And looking at the radar, let's just say if I was planning on golfing today, I would not think we're golfing here in Rochester. Like, here, you want to sit here?
No,
I'll show the chat. Like, that's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of rain going to roll through pretty much all of practice. And
So if you're coming out, bring umbrellas.
Look at that.
And rain jackets and maybe ponchos.
Look at this relationship we have with our listeners in the chat. I'm just showing them my phone, showing them the radar. That's what we can do.
In the weather.
The latest technology. We'll get a break in 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we return, a review of yesterday's press conference. Incredible. The incredible, the greatest mining of memes in the history of the Buffalo Sabres. Yesterday, we were all gifted something we could never have dreamed in a million years. That's next, coming up.